Next patient is Alfred Metz. The last name is M, like in Mike, E, like in Echo, T, like in Tango, Z, like in Zulu. Metz. Alfred. A-L-F-R-E-D. Clinical case of a 74-year-old Vietnam veteran that has been followed by Dr. Bhandari, B-H-A-N, like in November, D like in Delta, E like in Echo, I like in Roger, E like in Echo. Because of the presence of non-ischemic cardiomyopathy with a poor ejection fraction, 65%, the patient has AICD implantation. Coma. The patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to 60 years of smoking. The patient continues to do so. And he has been diagnosed with diabetes mellitus, and this diabetes mellitus has been out of control. The patient lives by himself. He uses the microwave most of the time. When evaluated by Dr. Bhandari, there has been changes. There has been many changes in the serum creatinine and estimated GFR. In December 29 of 2021, the serum creatinine was 3, the BUN was 43, the blood sugar was 438, and the estimated GFR was 27. I had the opportunity to review the latest laboratory workup at the Florida Hospital. Excuse me, at the Advent Health Sebring. Advent Health Sebring. The patient was admitted to the hospital on December the 5th of 2021. With acute and chronic systolic heart failure, COPD exacerbation, uncontrolled diabetes mellitus. The patient was treated with the fluid restriction, coma, low sodium diet, diuretics, and throughout the hospital stay, the patient maintained a serum creatinine between 2 and 2.2 milligrams per cent, estimated GFR between 28 and 33 mLs per minute. The patient doesn't have activity in the urinary sediment, and in the urinalysis, just trace of protein, period. It is my impression that the patient has cardiorenal syndrome. complicated by the poor tolerance to fluid overload in the presence of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. And some degree of diabetic nephrosclerosis, that I think is playing a role in the CKD stage 4, period. We spend more than 40 minutes of our time explaining the physiology of the disease process to see if we can get some cooperation from the patient's part in order to make a drastic change in the lifestyle. Period, the diet was explained in detail. Written information was given. And the need for him to stop smoking was stressed. In order to be able to compensate and maintain the current kidney function, period. Number two, the patient has a non-ischemic cardiomyopathy with a very poor ejection fraction. Number three, COPD related to the nicotine addiction. Following number, diabetes mellitus with evidence of poor control. Period, we are going to seek dietetic modifications rather than medication modifications at this point. Following number, hyperlipidemia, that we are going to reevaluate. The prognosis in this particular case is related to the patient's attitude towards his disease. Coma, we gave him hope if he makes drastic changes. We are going to reevaluate this case in 4 weeks after laboratory workup. Thanks a lot for the kind referral. We spend 20 minutes of the time evaluating the laboratory workup, the referral and admissions to the hospital in the face-to-face 55 minutes and the documentation 10 minutes.